That's what I would have thought the halacha is, that the Mishnah is teaching us, that if Reuven just looks at it and says he saw it first, that's enough to make a kinyan by a mitzvah. The afagav the loyasul yodi, even though it did not come into his hand yet, the Gemara says, then Berea b'yal makani, that I would have thought to say just by looking at something, you're conner it. Therefore, the Mishnah has to teach us not like that, that you should know, tini kulishli. You have to learn, no, in the Mishnah, that's why Reuven said a second time of, kulishli, the whole thing belongs to me. As if to say, what, the Berea b'yal makani lo, that just the fact of looking at it, there's no kinyan. The kinyan is only if you pick it up and make a regular kinyan hagbor, but just by looking at it, you're not kona. So that's why the Mishnah, even though we're talking about one case, again, there is only one Reuven and one Shimon here, but it says this double lashon of animat sasiya and kula shali to teach us this halacha that with ri alone you're not kona. But the Gemara still asks, okay, I can understand then why it's not enough to say mitzasiya, but the listener kula shali, let the Mishnah just say shnayim erchsim betalus zelim a kula shali. Reuven says the whole thing belongs to me. The leiboy animat sasiya, I don't need the first part of it animat sasiya. Once he says the whole thing belongs to me, I know he means to say that, like we're talking about, he found it first. So what do I need the word mitzasiya for? So Mara still says no. Itani kulishli, if the Mishnah would have just said that shnayim erchsim betalus and zeoim kulishli, have a mean I would have thought to say then that the alma other places in Shas tiktani mitzasiya. Whenever a Tan in the Mishnah says a lashon of mitzasiya finding something, maybe I would have still thought to say b'riya b'yal makani. That maybe when you want to be kind of something from Hefker or Mitzia, it's enough just with looking at it. The fact you look at it and you have in mind to be kind of it, maybe real alone is not enough. Therefore, Tana, therefore our Tana here, this Tana of our Mishnah, the first Mishnah above Mitzia, it wants to teach us this Chiddush. That therefore this Tana says an extra word here of Ani Mitzasiha, and even though Vahad Tani Kulishli, and then the Tana says a second lashon of Kulishli, so really there's an extra word here. Like we're asking, the word mitzvah is extra, so why is the Tana doing this? In order that we should learn out from here, to me Mishnah Yasei Rashminan, that from this extra word in our Mishnah we learn out, we hear that the real Lakoni, that we learn out from here, you say that the whole Shas and all the Mishnayasim, that you should know, if a Mishnah never says someplace else mitzvah, it does not mean Ria, because with the Ria, just looking at something, there's no Kinyan. A kinyan has to be, you have to do an action, you have to pick it up, you have to do darki kinyonim. But just to look at something and have a mind to be kana, you're not kinder it. So that's why our Mishnah in Bamitsiya says an extra word of anim mitzvasiya to teach us this, you said all of the places. Now don't make a mistake. You should know all over, you only have kinyonim when you do an action, not with just looking at it. Now the Gemara still asks though, but umim what to samrit? Chodikatani, can you tell me still that our Mishnah is talking about one case, just Reuven arguing with Shimon over one talis? If so, the Gemara asks, but the lashon of the Mishnah is not much like this. The Gemara asks, for ze v'zekatani, the Mishnah still says the what ze oimani mitzasiya, the ze oimani mitzasiya, which is mashma, that's one argument. And then it repeats itself again, mashma, second argument, that ze oimer kulishli. So if the Mishnah means one case, why does it have to say like two times Zoymer? It just should have said Zoymer animatsasiya vikulishli, Zoymer animatsasiya vikulishli. How come it says a second time Zoymer? So that's mashma, we're talking about two different cases here. So how could you tell me the Mishnah only means one case? The Rashi says, well, zev zekatoni, kavi matzase toni zeoimer, the gab kulishli katoni zeoimer. Vichodahu, hochi bonle misir, it's only one case, it should have said, zoime mitzasiya vikulishli. Like, even if you want to tell me, you want to teach us here, that Ria just looking at something, is that a kinyan, okay? But you don't have to say zeoime twice. So therefore the Gemara answers, Omar Rav Popra Popra says, vitaimer rav simi barashi, some say simi barashi. Viyamrilun some say kidi. Time name of a chacham doesn't say what his name is. That reisha b'mitzia v'seifa b'mekachom emcha. I say really the Mishnah is talking about two different cases. It's true. Zoymer v'zoymer means two different cases. One case that Reuven is saying I found this talus, and Shimon says no, I found it first. And the second lashon is zoymer again means you have to say b'mekachom emcha. That Reuven says I bought this talus, and Shimon says no, I bought the talus. So the true, the both halachas are the same in both cases, but it's teaching us two cases here. Both by a mitzvah, by finding something, and also by Mekach HaMemcha, where you're buying something of somebody. And Reuven says, I paid for it, and Shimon says, no, I paid for it. And the Chiddush of Rashi speaks out, only in these two cases do we have the halacha. We'll soon see why. Rashi says, but if Reuven would say, I wove this beged, the Zoymer and Shimon says, no, ani araktiya, I wove this, I made this beged, then lo yachleku. In such a case, we would not have the dinum of our Mishnah. Why? De vadei chad menei ramai. Because in such a case, for sure, one of them is a liyahu. V'tei munacha sachiyovi aliyo. Therefore, rather, we would leave this beged until aliyo anovi comes. Then we would not say yachleku. And that's like we spoke out before. Only in the case of a mitziya, that it's really possible that maybe both of them picked it up together. So it's possible that the din should be yachleku. Therefore, we make them swear and we let it be yachleku. And the same thing we'll soon see by Mekach HaMemcher. It's possible that both of them gave the money the same time to the Meicher, and the Meicher meant to sell half to Reuven and half to Shimon. So since it's something that's possible, therefore we have the din of our Mishnah. Mashenken, the argument will be that Reuven says, I made this beged. And Shimon says, no, I made the beged. There it's not mustarbar to say each one made half of the beged. Because if you're making a cloth, if you're making your own like shirt, you're making your own sweater, you make the whole thing, you don't stop in the middle and let somebody else help you make the other half. So therefore, for sure, it belongs to one or the other. And if we do not know, then Rashiol then would be as Yehemunach. So therefore, the Mishnah is teaching us like in these two cases of a Metziah, Mekach Memcha, we have the Dinum of our Mishnah. And now the Gemara says, Taku Tzricha. We need both cases of our Mishnah. We need the two cases. And the Gemara explains like this. The Mishnah would have just been speaking about the case of a Metziah. Havamin, I would have thought to say. Metziah, in the case where the argument is between Reuven and Shimon, who picked up this Metziah, who picked up this lost object first? Who the Rami Rabbanan Shu'alei? In this case, do the Rabbanan acquire a Shu'a? The Rabbanan say that both of them have to swear. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid one of them is lying. But we would say like this. Like we have to be afraid, really maybe it belongs to Reuven. If so, why would Shimon come and grab away the talus from Reuven? Because Shimon like would be Moira Hetta, would say, listen, you Reuven, you're not losing out here. This talus really doesn't belong to you. It's a Metziah, you're finding it. So if I take away what you find, it's not so bad. So therefore we have to be afraid one of these two people are lying. That's what Rabbanan said, we're not going to let you take half or half or do anything until we hear you swear first. Because one will be Mari Heter, as the Mara says, he says like this, he says, Chavroi lav midi chosa. Listen, the person that really picked it up first, even if I grab it away from him right now, like he'll think I'm not really stealing from him. Plus you're not losing anything. Like you, it's something you gain, so now you don't have to gain. Big spiel. Ezel itfis, let me go ahead and grab it. And it's palak baday, and I'll take half of it away from you like. So that's why we have to make one of them swear to make sure he's not doing something like this. But I would have thought to say, avul mekach memcha, for it's a case where one person really paid money for it, and the other one did not. Then the second person cannot be merhet and say, listen, I'll grab it away from him because he's not losing out so much. No, if the first person really paid money for it, so the second person would not come and grab it away from him if he did not also pay the money. So therefore, maybe in the case of Mekach HaMemcha, I would have thought to say that we would say Yachleiku even without making the Shua. So that's why I need the Chiddush even in the case of Mekach HaMemcha, that also you have to swear. Like Rashi says, he'll give an excuse and say, I'm allowed to do it. Leches bobalei mishpat, that the second person will go and grab away the Messiah from the first one. Because they'll say, lav midi chosar. Rashi says, ain't a master klum. I'm not making you lose anything. Bechinim boloi, it came to you for nothing. V'yach b'leter, you had no bother involved. So therefore, we're afraid one person will come and grab it and lie. Avol nekech hamemcha, Rashi says, you can't say like this. The Afa Gav Shizeh Gamu Nursin Asamoyth, like we'll soon see, even though the case is, but Mekach HaMemcher, that both of them paid for it. But still, the one that paid for it first, and it's his, it's the big Tircha to take it away from him and make him buy something else. So that's called the big Chesaron, and therefore I would have thought to say, we won't be afraid that one person would say he also bought it if he didn't. And therefore maybe I wouldn't believe them, even without a Shvua. So that's the Chiddush Shnah, that by Mekach HaMemcher also they have to swear. Then the Gemara says, "V Tana Mekach HaMemcha." The Mishnah would have just learned the case of Mekach HaMemcha. Just one case here. I would have thought to say a swear just the opposite.
Who the Rami Rabbanan Shvu'alei Mishum Demuri? You know why, by a sale, in the case where two people bought it. Each one says that the Moicher wanted to sell it to him, and it says, you know why he's Murray Heter over there? Because the Rabbanan say you have to swear. Mishum Demuri V'yomar, because the second person will come and say, Chavroi Domekuyoiv. Listen, my friend Ruvain, true, he paid for this object. But V'yano Domekuyoivna. I also paid money. Like, maybe it could be really Reuven bought it first, and the sale should have been just to Reuven. But what Shimon did is, Shimon went first to the Moicher and said, here, take this money also. It will soon see the case. And the Moicher, the one that sold it, forgot which one he really meant to, which one he didn't mean to. But the second person also gave him money. So therefore, he'll be Murray Hatt and say like this, Hashtu the Tzrichel Didi, now that I need this object right now. So, Ashkele Ano, I'll take it away from the first person. Even though the first person really bought it, it won't bother me so much to take it away from him. You know why? Because v'chavroi lezel litrach lezvin. Let this first person go and buy another one. In other words, the case is here that two people, Reuven and Shimon, gave both $100 to the Moicher to buy something worth $100. So the Moicher ends up with $200. So now, one of these two people is going to get $100 back, and one of them is going to get the object. So really, let's say Reuven, he's the one that paid the $100 first, he deserves to have the object. Shimon just threw the $100 to the Moicher later. So Shimon is not going to feel so bad doing this, because he'll feel, what's going to be, if I'm going to argue and I'm going to say I bought it first, so I'll take away this object. Okay, but Reuven will get the $100 back. So what would Reuven have to do? He'll have to buy another one. So let him be much real, let him bother himself and buy another one. But he's not losing out any money, because the $100 that he gave, he's going to get back. That's why the person would jump to take it away from the first person. That's why the Rabbanan said, we don't let you take it without a shvua. You have to swear first, as if maybe they'll stop, he won't swear false. Avo mitzia. But in the case where the two people are arguing, who found it? Telek l'me mahochi. There I can't say that the second one will be marheta to grab it away from the first one, to say the first one, you're not going to lose anything. Because you are going to lose something. Because if I get the mitzia, you're not going to have anything. So in this way, a mitzvah is worse, a bigger loss, than mekach hamemcha. Because by mekach hamemcha, you'll at least get your money back. But here by a mitzvah, l'maisi, you found it first, you really have it. So for me to grab it away from you, I wouldn't be afraid of that. Because it's like real gesel to you, you're taking away something from somebody else, he's not going to get it back. So then, eima lo tzricha, maybe I would have thought to say in the case of a mitzvah, you do not have to swear. Kamashman, that's what the Mishnah has to say, both of these two cases, to teach us that in both of these two cases, the din is that you have to swear before you can get it. In both cases, we're afraid that the second person is not the biggest gazlin, like he's just a murder heter, he just feels he's not doing something so bad. So therefore, if we make him swear, we realize that he won't swear false. So that's why we make him swear, and if he swears, he keeps on, then we believe him, and that's really what happened. Like we said, we believe him that most probably what happened is, both of them took it at the same time, and each one thought he was first, so therefore we let them leave it as shechleku, because that could be the truth. Now the Gemara says, let's see. Gemara says, Mekechamemcha, what's the case here, Mekechamemcha? V'lech se'zuzim ima noket. Again, the Pasha, the Havimina, is the case is that Reuven says, I bought this object off in the store, and I paid money for it. And Shimon says, no, I paid money, I gave the storekeeper the money for it. So, Mr. Kashiv, so, let's go to the storekeeper and see from which one of these two people he took the money, and we'll know which one really owns it. So, Mr. says, let's switch the cases like this. Did knock at mitavayu. We're talking about that the storekeeper accepted, like we said, money from these two people. But what happened was, chad midaitai, first the storekeeper sold it to Reuven, midas, he paid $100 for it, really belongs to him. But umichad bakorcho, but a second person, Shimon, came running up to the storekeeper and told the man, listen, I want to buy this, here's $100 for it, take my $100. Now still, so let the storekeeper tell us which one was first. So one says, no, the case is, v'lo yodana mihevi midaitai, or mihevi bakorcho. When we come back to the storekeeper the next day, he says, you know, I forgot which one of the two people came to me first and I really want to sell it to him, and which one came second. So therefore we have a doubt now between Reuven and Shimon, which one taka was the one that bought the object first. So this is the case of Mekach HaMemcha, that again, if he says he bought the thing, he says he bought the thing, we say Achleiku. Yeah. And that's the Chiddush here, that in such a case, still we're afraid maybe he's Mari Heter, and therefore we make him swear to find out the truth. All right, turn over. So now the Gemara is the kasha. The lema masnis and the loike benenis. The chura, let's say that our Mishnah is not like benenis. Why? Because the benenis, if it comes out according to benenas, he says the chiddush will soon see in Gemara and Shavuos. Omar, he holds, Keitzar elu v'yelu boin l'day Shavuoshov. That we're not allowed to let two people swear if we know for sure one of them is swearing false. And there was a famous case of Chendvini up in Kosoi, that a balabos gave money to the Chendvini to give food, and the Perlim also want to get money. So the question, both of them swear. The Perlim swear that they did not get paid yet, and the Chendvini swears that he gave the merchandise, and they both come to the balabos to receive. But because the Benena says we can't let this happen, because it's a shvua shav. In other words, we have a suffix, did he give the money, or else did he give the object? So both of them, one of these two people are lying. One says, we did not get it. They both said they did not receive it. And one of them received it. So Tanakhama there says, we let them both swear, and then they both have the right to come back to the Balabas to receive it from him. Pikitsa. I'm not going to go into the whole case there. But Akopana Benena says, we can't let this happen. Bezdin can't let two people swear if we know for sure one of them is swearing false. Like, if we know for sure one of the two actions happened. So we don't let them both swear to say neither of them received it. So it's not like our Mishnah. Look, we're here in our Mishnah, we're letting Reuven swear that he gets if, and we're letting Shimon swear that he gets if. Again, the Havmin is that can't be. Either the whole thing belongs to Reuven, or else the whole thing belongs to Shimon. So by letting them both swear, Bezdin is like accepting here for sure, Shvua Shav. So the Chura Mishnah is not like Ben Enes. Ben Enes says Bezdin can never let two people swear if we know for sure one of them has to swear false. So Mar says no. Afilu Tema Ben Enes. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes off like Ben Enes is Svara. Ha Sam Vadi Ike Shvua Shav. Over there, the Chendvini up in Kosi, for sure, the Chendvini or the Perlim, when they both swear, for sure one of them is swearing false. It's not possible that both happened. One of them is swearing false. Therefore, Benena says we don't let that happen. But Hocho, but in our Mishnah, Ikon Meim, it's possible to say, the Lekish Shvua Shav, maybe they're not swearing false. Again, they're only swearing that I get half and you get half. Eimah, the Tavayil, Bihadi Adodi Yagvo. Maybe it's possible to say that they both picked it up at the same time. Even though Reuven is saying, no, that Reuven is saying, I picked it up first. Shimon is saying, I picked it up first. But our co-partum now in Bezdin will let each one swear that he owns at least half of it. Now, it's possible that it's the truth. Like, maybe they're lying, or maybe they didn't realize it. But it's possible to say that both of them picked it up at the same time. So therefore, here in our Mishnah, it's not Vada Yeshua Shav, therefore even Ben Enes would agree. Yeah. And the same thing by the Mekhe Memcher also, that here it's possible to say that both of them maybe gave the money at the same time. So it's possible to say maybe the Mekhe had asked to sell to both of them. So since it's possible, therefore we let them make a shua. The Rashi says, maybe the storekeeper had in mind to give it to both of them. So it's not Vadai Sheker, therefore here we let them both swear. And therefore we let the din of Yachleiku go, and that's why the Mishnah is very good, the Lashon of the Shvua. That the Lashon of the Shvua is only, he swears that he gets if, even though he says the whole thing belongs to him. But we don't let him swear the whole thing belongs to him, because then that would be a stira. Like, we can't hear a shvua that the whole thing belongs to you, and then the whole thing belongs to the other one, because it's not true. It belongs to one or the other. So such a shvua we would not be able to hear. Bezdin can't let them swear. That's a vade shvua sheker. So therefore, we only let them swear on what they're receiving, because that's possible to be. Now the Gemara says, Leima, let's say also, mas nisim like a sumchis, that our mission does not go according to sumchis. Why? Dik is sumchis, as if our mission goes according to sumchis, ha'ama. We know sumchis, the sheet always is, that momen ha'muta b'sofik, anytime we have money that's in a doubt, who should get this money, whose money does it belong to, so sumchis always says, chokim b'lai shvua, that like momen ha'muta b'sofik, we divide up even without a shvua. Rashi says, we had a Gemara Baba Kama, Gabi Shoshnag as a para, the Nimsu Uber Betsida. We are sure, hit a para, pregnant para, and then we find the Uber, the baby on the floor. And we don't know, did the para give birth before the mazik, before the damage, and therefore the mazik is potter, or did the para give birth after the damage, and then the mazik is chayiv. So we don't know who's chayiv, for the who's chayiv. So Simcha says over there, Mamana Mutam Safkas Chokim, that we make the Masik pay for half of the value of the blood. So, and our Mishnah says that you only make chokim with a shvua. So, our Mishnah is not like Sumchis, because according to Sumchis, the din should have been that they split up this talis even without a shvua. So, Mishnah says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? What's better? Rabbonin, what do you want to tell me that a Mishnah should come out better according to Rabbonin? I mean, it also doesn't come out good. Ha'amri, the Rabbonin Shita always is, Ha'moitzi mechaveroi, all of haraya. Like in that case, the nizik cannot take away from the mazik. The nizik, the owner of the parah, cannot tell the mazik, you have to pay me, until the nizik can bring a proof. That's the rabbanan shita. So here also the kula kasher is. So Rashi says, like, olav harayah b'yedim, v'lo l'gavim midi, and v'hocha chokim. And here in our Mishnah says chokim. So our Mishnah doesn't come out good according to the rabbanan either. So what are you telling me? The Mishnah is not like sumchis. Anywhere our Mishnah is shver, it doesn't go like the rabbanan either. So Moshe says, no. Hi Malik, what are you telling me? Iyam with Bishlei Marabon, if you tell me, if you'll agree that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanin. So I'll tell you like this. Hosom the Loitasi Tavayu, over there in the case of the Shor and the Poro, that neither of them right now is holding on to the Poro. Therefore, Amri Rabbanin, Rabbanin say, Amoitzim Mechavari all over Raya. Therefore, we said the din is Amoitzim Mechavari all over Raya. That nobody's holding on to it. So therefore, it's a question that you want the mazik to pay for it, that we don't say unless you can bring a proof. But hocha b'nam ishna, it says shenayim oichsem betalis, hocha de tavayu tafsi, hear that both of them are holding on to this talis, does not the pshat with taking the talis away from somebody else, they're both holding on to it. So therefore, pal gila b'shvua, therefore mishna comes out good according to the rabbanin, that we have to make a chalukah, but with a shvua. There's over there by the shore and the poro. It's a question, does the mazik, the bala shore, have to pay for it? So who's holding his money? The bala shore, he's holding his own money. So therefore, if the bala poro wants him to pay, he can't take away the money from the bala shore. He has to bring a proof with Adam. But here in our Mishnah, you're not taking it away from a mukzik. Because here in our Mishnah, when they came to Bezdin, the Mishnah says, Shnayim Erchin. Even my mega commandment, they're both holding on to it right now. So since they're both the muchzik, it's not called with taking it away. So we should have to have two edim. It's only a question like a psak of Bezdin. What should Bezdin do here? See, if a Bezdin's psak is, then we say achleiku. With, and therefore we have to have a shua also. And like Rashi explains, according to the Rabbanan Shita, just like over there when you're being moitzi, so you have to bring a proof of edim, you need a proof. So here, true, it's not called a complete mitzi, because they're both muzakimbo, they're both holding on to it, but still, Bezdin would not say achleik until they bring the proof, at least with a shvua. But Eli Yamar, but if you're going to tell me, sumchis, that our Mishnah goes according to sumchis, that's akasha. Hashta, it's like this. Umahosam deloitavsi tavayu. Like Maduch, if for sure over there, where the Bala Shor and the Bala Pora, that they're not holding on, they're both not holding on to the money. Only the Bala Shor is holding on to his money. Still Chokin, still over there, Sumcha says, that the Bala Pora has a right to get away half of the value of his vlad. From the Bala Shor, we say Chokin and Beloy Shura, even without any proof, even without any Shura at all. So you see, any time you have a doubt with money, to say Achleiku, you do not have to bring any proofs. If so, Hocha, now a case of the Mishnah, the Tavayo Tafsilo, that both of them are holding on to it, Leikol Shecheng, shouldn't it be for sure, that you should not have to have a Shvua? So since our Mishnah says, Shnei Merchus and Metalis, it's Yachleiku B'Shvua, that can't go like Sumchis. That's what we said, our Mishnah is not like Sumchis, our Mishnah has to come out only according to the Rabbanan Shita. Now the Gemara says, no, Filu Taima Sumchis, maybe even if you want to tell me our Mishnah could go like Sumchis. How? I'll tell you like this. Kiyama sumchis shema b'shema. When does sumchis say yach leiku b'lay shvua? Only where it's a shema b'shema. It's a doubt, like over there when the shor hit the parah, the pregnant parah. Nobody was there at that time, so nobody saw the actual damage. Nobody saw exactly if the parah gave birth before the damage or after the damage. So since it's a shema b'shema, that's when sumchis says yach leiku. Avu bari yabari lay. But in the case where it's bar, each one saying clearly, it belongs to me, Vaday, maybe there's Sumcha says we would not say Achleku unless we had a proof. Maybe it's a bar, then we have to have a proof of Edom.
Rashi says, "Shem v'shem kiyas matam nimsu ubrivitzida." Then you do a mashka yodin locha imish yodin locha. We don't know that. For the nice of love, machmas the gicha. Elam yelav chiv in the chol chad shemah.